Welcome to Hammer Time! Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corbin Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And it baby ho.
That's Bubba Cuffino. He's a Canadian say she's a bearded wonder. What?
Good day.
Good day to you, sire. Bruce, you might want to check that rack. I think it's on fire.
Nah, dude. What's going on?
Were you smoking cigs?
No. That was this guy.
Otter smoking cigs?
Yeah, Tony, I'm lighting up cigs in the crib right now.
That'd be sweet.
That would be really. It'd be way cooler if I did.
We should make this like at the airport in Europe. Like this is like the smoking
cig. Yeah, we gotta smoke. That would be pretty sweet.
Boys, how are we today?
I'm good, Tony.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Gumby, we were almost right with the J-Rod exacta.
Robert's pitcher fucked him.
Yeah,
fucked him
big time.
So bad, he was in his bag. I was gonna say a Rosarena too to win that first round. I had a feeling.
I watched his home runs this year, and I didn't think he had it in him, but he did.
Yeah, he super did.
Kind of loves a big moment.
Swings a big stick.
It was fucking quick hands.
Big bat. Felt like he was swinging a bigger bat.
Fucking Robert has an effortless swing from the right side.
Dude, after his first round, I thought he was going to win it after how smooth he looked.
It was Vladdy. He had the easier road.
I mean, kind of. I mean, he just beat the shit out of basically everyone he went up.
Didn't hate seeing old Pete Alonso take a walk in the first.
Yeah, that was nice.
He never had a chance.
I thought he was going to cry.
I mean, the guy steps up and hits 41, and then you have to go up and follow that one. Good luck.
He got like booed by the Seattle fans.
Yeah. He got Papa docked.
He had fucking no chance.
It was a good watch. I got a little bored in like the middle, the semis. I was like, all right, like it's kind of felt dragging on a little bit, but. Yeah. It was overall a fun time.
Fucking the switch hitting performance was all time.
That was so sick.
God, man.
With his hair full.
I don't know. Who. You know what? I'm starting because AJ said last night, he said, you know, there should be a way that he moves on just because it was so awesome. Maybe their first round shouldn't be matchups. It should be all eight guys go. They all get their time. Whoever hits the most. And then they seed it from there.
Yeah, but then you would get guy number eight knows he has to hit. Like the order just becomes paramount.
Sure. No, I feel it.
This guy's like, oh, I Vladdy goes and he's like, I need 17.
Well, then he gets to go last because he was whoever was the one seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets to go last because that, you know, they earned that right.
Yep. And then you go to matchups in the second round.
Boom. Fucking did it.
Boom. Tony just fixed the home run derby.
That and all time pitchers. All time. Nope. Robot pitchers.
Yeah. Robot pitchers or.
That was the worst league performance we've seen.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a lot.
I feel like there have been guys who like go out there and their dad's pitching and they've gotten like 14 because their dad is like bouncing them.
I thought about soft toss, but nobody wants to see that. The ball's not coming.
Blue Jays coach throwing to Vladdy was hilarious.
That was pretty cool. That was crazy.
Okay, so yeah, that was last night. Congrats. By the way, statistically, this is the slowest betting day of... Actually, tomorrow is the slowest betting day of the year.
Yep. They used to do... I believe all day WNBA, the day of the ESPYs, and I think they stopped for reasons unbeknownst.
So they could go to the ESPYs.
I guess so, but it was awesome that they were kind of turning that into like a Christmas Day type thing. They should, in my opinion, I think they should have kept doing
that. Do we have Bimbledon tomorrow?
I have lost my last fucking like six Bimbledon bets.
What you mean? You tried picking up betting a sport that you knew nothing about?
And you know what, Tony? Beginner's luck in sports betting is definitely a fucking thing.
Because there is Bimbledon tomorrow.
Fucking crushing it, and then now I completely.
Tomorrow's Medvedev versus Eubanks and Alcaraz versus Rune.
I will text Dirty Mike and see if there's another live dog on the board. Rublev did win a set, so we covered our 9-1 ticket on him to win the match. I believe he's probably down 2-1 now. But, I mean, coming out and winning the first set against Joker's no laugh.
Also, tomorrow we have Sabalenka versus Madison Keys in another match. I don't know any of those people.
Who?
Pagula lost? Son of a bitch.
Sissy Pass lost too.
Oh, well, Cincy lost to Eubanks.
Eubanks. He's plus 385 with Medvedev. I mean, grass isn't really Medvedev's jam, so...
That's a decent number, to be fair.
If he can get the service back, and sure. It's just so hard to break Medvedev.
6-7 basketball play.
Yeah, true. Yeah. For those who don't know, Medvedev is just a Russian bastard with a nasty serve.
Yeah. Joker is up 2-1. He just won the last one 6-4. They go in the fourth set.
Yep. The live number is plus 850 on Rublev. So, you know, we're
back at it.
Back to where we were.
Back at it. All right. Let's do a show.
Where to begin, Tony?
All-star game. We got the fucking Scottish Open at the Renaissance Club, I believe. Could be wrong about the name of the golf course.
I think I have a Scottish Open, the Open, exacta box.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you can get down on that, but I wish I could.
It'd be fucking sweet if you could. Yeah. No, you definitely can.
You definitely can. Just
parlay them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could parlay them you can. Each way.
You could definitely bet the Open right now.
Yeah. Should I just come out and say it, Tony?
Yes.
Well, no, we'll get to it.
Okay.
Okay. Hell of a tease. Do we have MLS?
No.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Gold Cup semis?
Maybe. Tomorrow.
You got anything for it or no?
I mean, the numbers are absurd. Yeah. USA is minus 375. Mexico is minus 385.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's Mexico?
Yeah, who's Mexico playing minus 385? Jamaica?
Jamaica.
Ooh,
oh, dude. I might take the Jamaican.
Yeah, dude.
I don't hate Jamaica on a double chance.
And the way USA was going, I mean, I guess BJ probably woke the boys up, but Panama double chance wouldn't be crazy either.
What happened in the Summer League last night?
Fucking Kings lost, actually. It's a tough one. Tough Summer League loss to the left.
See, the thing about the Summer League is, you can guess like the top three players on each team. You could probably guess they're going to play.
Fucking Miami.
You don't know who the fuck else is playing.
I do like that the MLS Miami lost doing midweek games, though. They play tomorrow.
Miami lost too. I didn't know that fucking Barry Brown was going to score 14 for
Mike might hang my Summer League.
Bruce's cousin Barry fucking dominated last night. So
did fucking what's his name put up 60 for the Kings again?
I don't know, dude. These guys aren't even good enough to play for the fucking Shangri-La Sharks.
Whoa.
They're the fucking right. Shanghai Sharks.
We're whatever, moving on.
Man.
Yeah. Whatever, man. I said Shangri-La.
I'm still right.
All right. All-star game tonight. I mean, how do you handicap it? I guess you look at the pitchers. Or...
You look for a run and a half a run any way you can get them, in my opinion. It's down to 188.
Give me the AL.
Money line. Yeah. American League full game money line.
I like the NL tonight to end the nine.
You like the NL?
Pinstripes, that's it.
Turn them in.
Can't do it.
No.
Garrett Cole on the bump. Full going. You can't do it.
Hey, I think Garrett Cole.
You lost your pinstripes.
I think Garrett Cole's going to go three up and three down, okay?
You Gumpy? Lost your pinstripes.
I did not lose my pinstripes. I'm not turning in my pinstripes. The AL is banged up. No Judge, no Trout. They're missing pitchers as well. And the NL has a full barn of their pitchers and all their starters.
I knew the Yankees were struggling.
Kershaw's out.
Now, but I didn't see this one coming.
Kershaw is app, but they brought up old Bucko buddy, Iron City Ales. Is that what they are? Iron City Ales. I don't bet totals, but I think this finds a way to stay under the seven.
They aren't called Iron City Ales, but not a bad name.
Not a bad name. I think this finds a way to stay under the seven. I don't know if they have an alt total where you can maybe get that up to a what eight.
Is it, like seven of the last nine went under 7.5 or something like that.
Something like that. I think it's going to be a grinded out affair with the pitchers dominating. And then I got a flyer. Not really a flyer. It's a second favorite. But I like Acuna Jr. to win MVP tonight.
Okay.
He is 10-1.
Okay. Sometimes we like to educate on the show. I don't like to say not to gamble on things. Don't bet the All-Star game.
What?
I like betting on it.
I love betting the fucking All-Star game.
This will be my first time since college.
What the fuck was that?
This will probably be my first time since college taking the NL.
You got fucking Bruce betting on the NL. We got Tony saying don't bet. What the fuck is happening?
I also don't know how I forgot. Of course I'm on the NL first 5 plus a half. Minus 160.
Duh. All right.
You could say, really though, Tony, you could say this is like betting the coin toss of the Super Bowl. It's the most even bet you're going to get in sports.
Sure. Well said. That's your quote for the day, by the way. Because you've been slacking.
Oh, what the fuck? Come on, I made that one up.
Yeah, ever since you were Winsome Churchill was probably your finest work.
I mean, it's hard to beat all time.
That was your first kick at it. Is not the American League just better? I mean,
they have like six Texas Rangers in the starting lineup. So if you like the Texas Rangers, then yeah.
I mean, have you listened to the show, the Business MLB? We bet the Rangers every night, dude.
True.
Fuck.
Now, see, I'm taking the AL, not specifically because of their lineup. Let me look at their pitchers.
I like the home run match winner double. Have you seen this?
No.
So if you take like Seager to hit a home run in the American League to win plus 950.
Okay.
There's a bunch of options there, all really good odds.
I just liked the pitching better, I thought, for the AL.
I feel like the American League could like hop on.
Like, is Shohei going to throw? Do we think Shohei's going to throw?
He's DHing.
No.
Oh, yeah. So then we got Cole, Castillo, fucking Gossman, McClanahan, Framber. The NL,
what do we got for the NL?
Gallen is starting, and then Strider and Elder, obviously the two Braves, who, you know,
Strider's a tank.
Justin Steele, and then the ace, Mitch Keller, and Josiah Gray, and
yeah. See, I don't after
and fucking Senga, Senga gets in there and fucking.
If this is an arms race, I feel like the American League has the edge.
Yeah, but if there's ever going to be a year that the NL squeaks one at, it's with Judge Trout and Alvarez at.
Sure, I agree. But there we are. We did the All-Star game.
Do we have the starting lineups?
Yeah. Yeah, they're out. NBA, or sorry, not NBA. MLB, I just had it up. Starting lineups, okay? Here they are. You got fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. I know those are...
Fuck, that is Rangers deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're also missing McClanahan, Valdez, and Gassman on the AL pitching side.
They're not fucking going?
None of those three are going.
Okay, Mather, maybe... No, stay with the AL. I don't care. Listen, I said it earlier. I don't... They're going to lie to you here, okay? We come back from this break. We got all the sports to gamble on.
Division by division.
Divisions. Team college football.
By team.
We're going to be in the fucking pennant race.
Ohio Bobcats.
The U.S. Open.
Tennis. Golf already happened.
Golf.
Golf. FedEx Cup.
Boom. Here I am. Trying to fucking give you an MLB All-Star game pick.
Who the fuck are you taking to win the Scottish Open?
Let's do the Scottish, okay?
Come on.
Golf. Couple things I looked at in the Scottish. Obviously, a fucking handful of models. Got to look at the models, okay? Bruce knows fucking strokes game approach, strokes game driving, strokes game putt.
You want to put it on the fairway and the green?
Hey, that exit velocity mattered last night.
Well, it did because fucking Vlad Jr. had the second best exit velocity. So something to think about.
Hell yeah.
You know, and then I looked at course. Who loves the fucking good old Lynx course?
Yep.
Who is in current form? Who is in his peaking right now?
Something I looked at, Tony. The weather. It's been sunny. It's been clear skies and sunny weather the last two Scottish Opens. This year, you know, it's kind of ever changing over there in Scotland. It's supposed to be a little bit of rain and a little bit of wind.
Okay, good.
We're talking right on the cusp there in that 14-mile-per-hour, 15-mile-per-hour range.
In my research, you know, the wind and the rain is always the defense for these courses. Because if the weather's not there, they're going to go low.
Well, it's right there on the Scottish shoreline.
It is right on the shoreline.
Where the waves are breaking.
With all of that, I got five names for you. My favorite name is old Fairway Jesus Thomas Fleetwood.
Hell yeah. God. He was living it up at the Wimbledon. Looked so sick.
He is plus 2,100. You can get him top 20 even money. Okay. I'm also going to play someone, Ricky Fowler. Okay. Ricky's hot.
Ricky is hot.
He likes the links. He's coming in good form. He's plus 1,600. Oh, you know who else loves these courses, Bruce? You know who else loves a little bit of weather? A wee bit of weather?
Jordan Spieth, perhaps. He does love
a good links
course. Patrick Cantlay, you could be thinking.
Jordan's not in my current form class, so he was out of this. But good old Shane Lowry at 34-1.
Is it hilly?
Don't say that about Shane, okay? I know what you're saying about Shane right now. Gumpy, you know what he's saying about Shane right now.
I know what he's
saying. No, he's at home. I get it.
Another old lad who plays well at these types of courses. Good form. Tyrrell Hatton, okay?
Tyrrell Hatton.
At 20-1. And my bomb, my long shots, good form.
Scrolling.
Lane courses, 100-1.
Scrolling.
Plus 400, top 20. Plus 125, top 40. Is good old Eric Cole.
Eric Cole.
Fleetwood, Fowler, Hatton, Lowry, Eric Cole. What say you, Bruce?
I believe, Tony, and this is a deep cut of me just being like, this is what I am envisioning happening.
Sure.
Jordan Spieth comes out. Despite his recent form,
sure,
wins the Scottish Open, takes a ton of action in the Open,
okay,
but does not win the Open. Victor Hovland wins.
That was the Open.
That was the tease. So that is my exact box. If Victor Hovland wins the Scottish, Jordan Spieth will win the Open, and if Jordan Spieth wins the Scottish, which I think and prefer will happen, then Victor Hovland will win the Open. You heard it here first.
I will give this. I got this information from at PGA Splits 101 on Twitter. His name's Ron.
How you doing, PGA?
He's got good information. Okay. He, back to 2014, strokes gained rankings from all the Scottish Opens and
tee to green
covers every round played on links courses.
Tee to green,
including each open course. Yeah.
Tee to green.
Yeah. Overall, your number one Lynx guy is Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
Followed by Xander, Hovland, Fleetwood, Rory, Scotty, Justin Rose, Hatton, Ricky Fowler, Tom Kim, Patrick Cantlay, and Shane Lowry.
Ooh, Tom Kim. Kind of forgot about
that. Rombo out?
And Adam Scott. Tom Don't Kim. Be surprised if Adam Scott's name's up there.
Rombo's not in the Scottish?
Yeah, why is Rombo not playing in the Scottish?
Scottish is a bit of like, you feel like you got to get over there and do your homework. But then also, I believe some guys just get out to where the Open Championship is and practice there as opposed to playing at all.
Well, is there a chance that, you know, maybe Rombo's playing in the
Barbasol? I don't think so.
Barbasol this week.
He might be. He said he was pretty fired up for the Barbasol, actually.
No way.
I did hear rumblings of
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I think he might be.
You guys are pulling my leg.
All right. anything else in golf? Feel pretty good about the card this week. Had a couple of good back-to-back weeks.
I think Ricky Fowler's definitely in play the way he's been going.
Yeah.
Also could just see a Scotty Scheffler masterclass.
Sure.
No, I don't feel like at the Scottish. I feel like he's going to be resting on his yawnies.
Yeah,
a little bit.
What's he top 10 again?
The guy who's come in top fucking 10 for the last 18 tournaments, you think he's resting on his yawny?
Yeah, I think we're looking at one of those T12s that sneak into the graphic.
Okay.
Scheffler top 10, minus 130. It's
T12, okay.
I know.
Yeah.
I hate that there was only one 12th. I hate that it was. Yeah, we can't just say top 10. All right. Anything else? We'll be down for Jamaica. Double chance.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Sure.
Jamaica double chance the rapper and, you know, maybe Panama.
Actually, put me down.
Guy's going against the Yankees and his
cup. Put me down minus fucking 4,000. It's right here. Odds are right here. Minus 4,000. Bruce comes back with a Croatian accent when we get back.
Oh, yeah.
Dobar dan. Tony. Kako si.
Exactly.
And Tony?
Yeah, though, bro.
Yeah, I'm it.
As we go on this long vacation.
And now a quote from Emmett McGran.
Learn as if you will live forever, but live as if you will die tomorrow. It's from Gandhi.
Learn was in there?
Yeah.
Learn
as if you will live forever.
Live as if you will die tomorrow. Thing is, if I live like I'm going to die tomorrow, I'll actually die tomorrow.
So will I.
So that's the problem with that one.
You know, not everything's fucking perfect, Bruce.
Whoa, there's a quote.
Yeah, that is.
You can't always, get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find to get what you need.
Oh, yeah. All right, we will see you August.
We'll see you on another time.
See?
July 31st.
See you whenever we're back.
You called me Pistol. I called you Jobin.
Oh, man.
We'll be back on July 31st. Okay?
Bang on.
See you then. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.